Unit 11.
I've broken my arm. Section A.
Language goal. Talk about accidents and health problems.
1A. Fill in the chart with injuries and first aid items from the picture below. Use your dictionary to help you.
Why can't you do PE today?
I've broken my arm.
I see. How did you do that?
I fell off my bike.
And what's the matter? I have an allergy, and today I'm having trouble breathing.
1B. Listen. Draw lines to match. Good morning, class. Are there any students who can't do PE today? Kevin, I guess you can't do PE, right?
Yes, Nurse Lim. I've broken my arm.
So I see. How did you do that?
I fell off my bike last night.
I see. And what about you, Sarah?
I'm sunburned. I was outside too long yesterday, and it was really sunny.
Didn't protect your skin, huh? And Maria?
I fell down, and I've hurt my knee. I can't bend my leg easily.
I see. And what's the matter with you, Tom?
The ball hit me in the head and cut my forehead.
Bad news. Right. That's four of you, then.
Mr. Lean, I don't think I can do PE either.
Oh, dear. What happened?
Nothing. I have an allergy, and today I'm having trouble breathing.
Well, I guess that's five not doing PE now.
1C, pair work. Role play the accidents and problems in 1A. What's the matter?
I've hurt my arm.
How did you do that?
I fell off my bike this morning.
2A. Listen to the conversations. Match each accident or problem with the time it happened.
Conversation 1.
Why is your finger bandaged?
Because I've hurt myself.
Ouch. How did you do it?
I was helping my mother in the kitchen 2 days ago. I burned myself on the cooker.
Be more careful next time.
Conversation 2.
What's the matter with your hand, Peter?
I was bitten by a dog last night.
Does it hurt?
It does a little.
Conversation 3.
Do you have any health problems?
Yes, I get allergy attacks.
Really? When did they start?
A long time ago, when I was quite young.
Too bad.
Conversation 4.
What's happened?
Jason has cut himself badly.
How?
Well, he was trying to cut something in art class just now. It's bleeding badly.
Okay, I think we need to get it stitched up.
Conversation 5. Why have you moved to the front of the class?
Because I have a problem with my eyesight.
Oh, then you must be short-sighted?
Yes, but I only found out yesterday, and I hate these glasses.
I think they're cool, like mine. I've been wearing glasses since I was 6, so you're lucky, really.
2B. Listen again, complete the sentences.
2C. Pair work. Imagine you are the student in 1A. Tell your partner what happened.
I went to see the nurse last week.
Why? What happened?
I cut my finger when I fell during PE class. How about you?
Actually, I went to the clinic yesterday.
Did you? What was the matter?
I hurt myself while I was cooking. Grammar focus. What's the matter with?
I've broken it. I fell off my bike yesterday evening.
What's the matter?
I have an allergy. I've had it since I was 6.
What happened?
I cut my finger when I fell during PE class.
3A. Read about the survey at Westwood Junior High School. Fill in the blanks with suitable words or phrases. A survey was done in January on the students at Westwood Junior High School. The aim was to find out about accidents and health problems in order to improve safety and general health among the students. 1,358 students were interviewed about accidents and health problems. Accidents. Almost every student has had some kind of accident at school, but only 5% of these were serious. Only 3% of the students hurt themselves during PE lessons. 25% of the students hurt themselves during break time or before or after school. Problems. Many students have ongoing health problems. 40% of these are short-term, such as problems with their skin or their weight, although for a small number of students, these problems can be long-term. 60% of the problems are long-term, such as having allergies or problems with their eyesight or their breathing. But 15% of the students have never had any health problems. Conclusion. The study shows that Westwood Junior High School has a very good safety and health record. The school is very proud of this and plans to keep up the good work.
3B. Read the statements and check true or false according to the reading.
4. Interview. Interview 3 of your classmates. Complete the chart below.